It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Polly Volkrenik from Wellington Elementary. They are the school district update for this week. And believe it or not, we're going to talk about the end of the third quarter and heading into the final quarter of the school year. It sometimes, especially if you're a kid, you never think it's going to get here, but here it is, and it's coming straight at us. She's got teachers that are already talking about planning field trips. They've got that end of the year assessment coming up, and they're doing some really cool stuff because they have kids there that are reading at or above their grade level, so they get to go and help out the other students in the school. So we're going to talk about that as well. Polly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in, and I always like to ask these questions. How are things going at Wellington Elementary right now?
You know what? They're going great. It's gone by fast this year. It's hard to believe that, like you said, we're a couple weeks away from the end of third quarter, and we have one quarter left, so we're like about down to the last 50 days of school. So, you know, we get excited, but then we start to get a little nervous because we're going to be starting end of year state testing, end of year benchmarking and district assessments and stuff. So it gets a little stressful because we're like scrambling, trying to make sure we've done everything we can to make sure our students have been successful this year. So it's a ride right now.
Well, and the one thing we were talking about too before we came on was the weather is really doing you no favors.
Right. This weather, I feel bad for the kids. You know, we set our temperature at a certain point, and we say if it's this temperature, we're out, this temperature, we're in. And these poor kids have had more inside days than outside days. The wind chill and just gets so cold that sometimes they're lucky even if by 11:30 it's warm enough for them to go outside for their lunch recess. So we're liking it to warm up, and we've had a few days here that have been pretty consistent, so the kids have been able to go outside at least during their recesses and get off and burn some of that energy that they're feeling, we're feeling, and hopefully getting out into that air will help clean up some of the germs and everything that we got floating around.
And get all of that out of the school and then help keep these kids a little healthier than they have been. Because, yeah, being pent up in school, I can't imagine is a good thing for anybody, even the teachers probably.
Yeah, it isn't. The kids, you know, some of my teachers have been just taking their kids into the gym and letting them run a few laps and do some things like that just to get to burn off some of that energy, because it's been long times in between getting those recesses due to the weather.
All right. And we're going to speak positively and talk about the weather getting better, because you said you've already got teachers that are trying to plan field trips for fourth quarter.
Yeah, we have all of our field trips are scheduled. The bus garage, you know, we have a shortage in the district for bus drivers. And so every school wants to go on a field trip and all the spring sports, we're trying to make sure that we can get everything scheduled on time so our kids can enjoy at least field trips around here and do some activities around our area that will, you know, get them ready for that so they know it's the end of the year and they get to do a lot of those fun activities.
All right, so we've got that coming up. And then you kind of mentioned it a little bit, the end of the year assessment prep and getting ready. When do you guys start end of the year testing?
We will start it right after we get back from spring break. So I think that's about April 10th is when the window opens that we can start. So we usually start it. We never start on a Monday, and so usually my teachers like to get them back in the building a little bit after spring break, and then we'll start with their end-of-year testing. We work it out, so they only test about an hour a day because they're too young. After even that amount of time, it's a long time.
And spring break this year, is it the first full week in April? Is that what it is?
First full week in April, yeah, so we'll be back after that and ready to start. And my teachers have already been doing a lot of working with the kids on practicing, testing, using the system, test-taking skills, that kind of stuff to get them ready for our end of year testing.
And then let's wrap up by talking about, you were saying that there's something really cool that's going on at Wellington Elementary, and you've got plenty of kids there that are reading either at their grade level or above their grade level. So those kids get to go do something really fun and something special, don't they?
They do. My instructional coach, Jennifer Black, she's amazing. She put this in play last year that when the kids meet their end of year reading level, they get the opportunity to go out and partner read or buddy read during our school-wide reading first thing in the morning. And so she, it doesn't matter what grade, if you're a third grader and you've hit that end of year mark for third grade, you might get to go down and be with the kindergartner. And so we have at least 3 to 5 kids in each classroom in the morning reading with other students. And so it's just really great to see, like, lined up in the hallways, kids are up there sitting next to each other, and the little ones are reading to the big ones. And it's a great experience to see it. And the kids love it. They, you know, we have more this year than we've ever had. So it's been a great experience for them. And the littles like to have to read to a buddy. They love it.
Most definitely. And it's great because it's good for school camaraderie and getting everybody together and one kid helping another student. So that's a good thing. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's going to do it. I don't think I will see you before the end of the school year, believe it or not.
Oh, that's crazy. I know. Just think we're that close. 6 weeks, maybe. 8 weeks. I don't know how long. 50 days, I think.
Well, 7 weeks then.
Yeah, seven weeks.
We'll call it an even 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll wrap it up, and then it won't be long. You'll be back in here talking about next year. It goes around. It'll be okay.
It does. There are some months that feel like they last 4 months, and then the other ones go really fast. So,
but I'll tell you, and we were kind of talking about this too before you came on, and talking with all the other administrators throughout the district. It's so nice to have kids back in the building and to be able to have guests back in the building and things like that. And I'm sure that has made the year go by a lot quicker.
It has. It's been so nice to have parents back, being able to volunteer, community members coming in and doing presentations. So it is nice to feel like we are actually back to a regular routine of we're in school, we're doing what we need to do, and the kids are there. It's great. It's a great feeling.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Principal Polly Volgrenik from out at Wellington Elementary. Polly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.